Hi, this is Teacher Jennifer from U.S. Citizenship Podcast. Today I'm here with my publisher and fellow writer, Jeannie Sloan. Jeannie Sloan is the publisher at ESLpublishing.com, which just published my new book, U.S. Citizenship Bootcamp. And she's also the author of She Built Ships in World War II. Today we're going to talk a little bit about each one of our books. I would like to now turn the question over to a story that you wrote that talked about work of national importance under civilian direction. I would like you to talk about your book, She Built Ships in World War II.
Let me give you a short summary.
Great.
I wrote She Built Ships, which is a historical fiction. It is my second book. First, I wrote about the women pilots during World War II, titled She Flew Bombers. Then, I wanted to know what did women do on the home front, which is how I started to write She Built Ships. The characters in this book are fictional, but they are true to the time period. The history is accurate. Lolly is married with two children. Her husband leaves for the Navy and she becomes a welder by going to Richmond High School for training and gets a job at the Richmond shipyards. She welds with a black woman welder who migrated from the South and is married to a Tuskegee Airman. They both have to learn how to deal with prejudice from the men that were working there who were not qualified to join the armed forces like most of the men. The men were prejudiced against women and color. And I did want to say, She Built Ships during World War II was made into an ESL version by Michelle Canoop, who is a teacher at the Santa Rosa Junior College, an ESL teacher. She also made an individual large format workbook that goes along with the storybook.
When you're talking about this book, I understand that this book was recently used in one of the adult schools in the North Bay. Could you talk a little bit about their experience with that?
There are two teachers at the Pittsburgh Adult School that this summer taught two classes on the ESL version, She Built Ships During World War II. After they taught the class, they went on a field trip to the Rosie the Riveter Museum and the Red Oak Victory Ship in Richmond, California. And I got to meet my audience or the class.
How exciting.
It was very worthwhile for me.
So what kind of questions did the students have about your book?
I was very surprised. They only asked me one question. They got very involved in the storyline of the fictional characters, that Lolly had an affair with her welding instructor, Mr. Cunningham.
Oh.
And they wanted to know what happened. Did Lolly go off with Mr. Cunningham and leave her husband named Joe? They also remarked how they did not like her husband, Joe. And I was glad to hear that because I purposely wrote him like a very arrogant, bossy man who was not very good with their two children.
Wow.
And I was surprised, but I was happy to see that they were caught up in the storyline because this book is meant for people to learn history and English at the same time. History books can be too dry, and this is a nice, involving way to learn history.
Not only do I teach citizenship, I'm also teach ESL. So I'm very glad that your students could take the book and basically have this experience actually going to the shipyard where they built the ships for World War II. Let me go back to the vocabulary that we talked about in the book, U.S. Citizenship Boot Camp. Say, for instance, the vocabulary related to financial support. Is there any example the term financial support or the concept of financial support came up in your novel?
Very much so, because Lolly was a housewife with two children, and her husband joined the Navy and left her without any money, hardly. And then when he did send a check, it wasn't that much, and you never knew when you were going to get it. So she was able to go to Richmond High School and learn how to become a welder and pass the test, and then get a job at the Richmond shipyards. And she was able to help support her family.
Let's talk about another term that comes up in the book, U.S. Citizenship Boot Camp. We talk about the work of national importance under civilian direction. Is there an example from She Built Ships in World War II about work of national importance under civilian direction?
Very much so, because the women building the ships were sometimes asked to do an additional shift of work, to work 7 days a week, and they said yes gladly. They were very happy to be working, even though it was very, very hard work and stressful, because they knew they were helping to win the war.
This brings up a couple civics questions from USCIS. Question 78, name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s. What war are you talking about in your book, She Built Ships?
It's World War II.
Who was the president during the Great Depression and World War II?
The president was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Who did the United States fight in World War II?
The United States fought Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Let's end this part of the interview with talking about the students' questions about the spouse and ex-spouse. What are some of the examples from She Built Ships about spouse and ex-spouse?
Well, you learn that Lolly is married, but she has an affair with her welding instructor, which leaves one to wonder if she will get a divorce and remarry.
So did you tell the students the answers?
No.
Why?
And they didn't like that. I really like people to open their imagination and make up their own end of the story.
So critical thinking is super important in the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a short discussion about how we can order U.S. Citizenship Boot Camp or She Built Ships in World War II.
The simplest way would be to go to the ESL Publishing website. On the website, you'll see Contact Us. Under the Contact Us, please fill in your information. And if you want U.S. Citizenship Boot Camp, write in the box, Free Shipping Podcast.
Ooh. Okay.
If you are a citizenship teacher, write the name and address of your school, and ESL Publishing will mail you a free complimentary copy.
Wow, that's really, really great. That's so generous.
This way you can look over the book and decide if this is something that would really help your students.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Yes, and thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.